Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. I represent Bahamian people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, bigger Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton, bro. Right between West and Augusta, where them two roads meet, they call it Wilkinson Street. Manners and respect was like a sign blank check. It seems the ones that come in after quick to disrespect. You see, this life in the ghetto never easy. So many hungry days, bright telling greedy. Boy, I doing the best I can, trying to turn my dollar to $100,000. I represent the ghetto people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, bigger Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton, bro. Don't take no back talk, no bribe or no joke. If you find fire, you're definitely find smoke. Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton, bro. Baton, I say up and running. Caliban say my show boy don't ever give in. Bomb and watch the crops them coming. True they see a humble thing the lion sleeping. Boy they ain't for no reason, reason.
Good night. Good night Bahamas and welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I am your host Valentino Brown, host of the talk show Inside the Inner City that premieres every Friday at 6:30 to 8 p.m. except holidays. If you want to come in and join the conversation, most people like to listen about the solutions, the stories that we share, and how we talk about things that most talk shows don't talk about. So if you want to call in or just listen, you can listen, because I do hear a lot of conversation that we discuss on the areas with the numerous of callers. I hear them as I travel through Nassau, New Providence, and the inner city community, and I just want to say to each and every one of you, thank you very much. If you want to, telephone numbers tonight are 323-6232, 325-4316, and 325-4259. And you can listen in Cave of the Bahamas. And if you want to text, 422-GR-96. I want to say a very special good night to each and every one of you, and I hope that we have a wonderful conversation. Today's show, we're going to talk about, we're going to piggyback from last week, and we just want to talk about, you know, how our police officers serve their purpose, and we also want to talk about how they can make some adjustments on the way how they're aggressive towards the Bahamian citizens. They're doing an extremely tough, challenging job. You know, we have a lot of criminal elements happening in the country, serious crimes happening in the country, and, you know, their hands are tied, but at the same time, they are professionals, and we expect them to act as professionals and cannot be frustrated, and we understand the importance of the public viewing the police force as our friend and not our enemy. And I just want to piggyback from last week, and then we're going to talk about this divorce and all the sweethearting going on in the country. You know, we talk about all the woman rights in the country, but if you watch on social media, we'd see where the women are actually being more involved in the violent violent crimes that are happening around the country, you know, whether it's fighting or using a vehicle to inflict damage. We're seeing that, and we're seeing it mostly it's the females. So we have to talk a little about that. And I also want to talk about marriage. Should you rush into marriage, or before you go into marriage, should you have some counseling? Should you understand what marriage is? You know, what what your wife means to you, and what the husband means to the wife, and how that until that was part, until, and et cetera. I think that based on the statistics going on after COVID-19, it shows you that divorce is on increase in the country. So I wonder where the church is in all of this. So we're going to begin the show by just starting off the show where incident happened on, I think it's the mall, involving a student and police officers. And I just want to explain it real close. I don't know if this is just one part of the flick, where we're seeing the officer being aggressive towards the student, because in this flick, you can see the student was completely obedient. He even had a chance to move or even reply to the officer. And we saw the full extent of the officer abusing his powers. And we want to start the flick. Mr. Kerman, our producer, Mr. Kerman. I just want to play it and just get a good understanding. This happened by the mall a few days ago. Everyone's on social media. We just want to play it real quick, and then we can start our topic.
I want to find a bus stop.
Yes, please.
Are you going to go get some? Please, don't do that.
Okay. Now, in this incident here, I don't know if we get the later part of the video, but we can clearly see that I think it's two teenage boys were walking, I think, in the mall. And as they were walking, you could see where a police car pulled up with two officers. And immediately, these officers shouted to the young to hurry, remove. And within a fraction of a second, in response to the officer saying this to the young gentleman, he just said, "Officer," he just reached, and to the officer, when he said, when the student said that he just reached, the officer saying, if you stupid. And then he bum rushed the young student now, a high school student, and he whopped him with either cane or a billy, and say you locked up. And then he took the young boy, him and the next officer, and they threw him in the back, and that is uncalled for. Where's the de-escalation? In fact, like I said, I don't know if an incident happened before it reached this particular stage in the video, because, we see the middle part of the video. This could be the middle part, but if it did occur where the officers did see these same particular students around the mall, and they gave them a warning to vacate the area earlier, and then as they traveled, they might think these are the same students, and to them, they feel disrespectful to officers, which they are not supposed to feel disrespectful, because they serve these kids as well. The kids them never should fear the police officers. None of us as citizens should fear the police officers. But nowadays in the country, many of us fear the police officers when they approach us, because we know that they're very aggressive. And in this instance, you can see, this police officer, if video taken right then and there is the actual full video, and there's no prior incidents before this, these officers are completely out of control. Now, we have some stink, rude teenagers, right, male and female, who would probably need to get chastised the way they get chastised from that police in that incident. But the scene that we're watching on video now with the student, the officer, he did not have no rights to approach that young teenager in the way he approached him. He is completely wrong. That's abuse of power. And these are the kind of things we're talking about our Royal Bahamas Police Force. Okay? That's wrong. You know what that does to a young boy? Let me explain something to the general public. Why it's so important to have a person like me come on the radio and explain these things to you. When we were growing up in the 70s and 80s, the police came at us very aggressively. And whenever the police did pull up on us, whether we were in the park or walking in the streets, it was just get your ass against the wall and cursing obscene language. I mean, we were just teenagers, you know, living in a community where the drug infested. Nothing of our fault. It was the fault of the government, the fault of the church who knew we had a drug pandemic in the country, and many of us were drug babies, and we were living in a drug-infested community. So all around Nassau, the Bantan, the Mason Addition, the Camp Road, the Fox Hill, in certain areas where there are high population of people, we were all at risk. And the response of the government, the response of the church of this country was to put full effect police officers on teenagers and drug addicts when the drugs was coming from the U.S., when this was a part of the U.S. plan to spread these dangerous drugs in the Caribbean, to destroy the family structure for the way it is right now. So we put an aggressive police force out there to deal with at-risk young kids. And their approach was just locked up. War on drugs. There was no rehabilitation in the prison. So you have this repeated offenders keep on coming out, wreaking havoc on our country every now and again. We having a little Marco Archer, you know, a little Bella, you know, over and over. Because we can never solve the problem. And this is the reason why. When we were around that age, we felt threatened. And many of us started to build remorse against the police officers and the Royal Bahamas Police Force. Okay? We came very aggressive against the Royal Bahamas Police Force. So that's when you see a lot of guys start shooting at the police, start resisting the police because of the same antics of this officer. In this time right now, when we are conflict zone, where we have over 100 murders, where we have young persons repeatedly shooting at the police, okay? Repeatedly shooting at the police, you can listen on the news every now and again, and then in response, you'll see sometimes police kill them in returning of gunfire. But repeatedly, we have these incidents where young men open and fire on police officers. You know why? Because of incidents where the police don't have a good relationship with the citizens, just like how they approach this young man. And they rough him up for no particular reason. You know, he didn't even give the young man no time to respond. And you know something? When he was listening to the interview, she said that she sided with the police. Because when she going to the station, the police them saying how he's disrespectful to the police. And the police were in the station and they were saying these things that her son was very disrespectful to the police. And they had her believing that he was disrespectful. But then she said, when she see the footage and her son started to explain to her, mommy just reach. She said she changed her stance now. She's pressing charges and looking to file a civil suit against the Royal Bahamas Police Force, which I would do too, because the police are here to protect and serve. They are here to de-escalate the situation. They have an extremely difficult task of managing the country. The police themselves cannot deal with the crime problem in the country. The police are here just to stabilize it. That means slow it down much as possible, have certain control over the murders, certain control over the traffic offenses, you know, certain control over how many repeated offenders on the streets, you know? And that's what the police job are. They cannot eradicate crime. It takes a whole community in the country to eradicate crime. They only keep a balance. And if you want to keep a balance, you can de-escalate situation and then you could work with the citizens. Yes, people, when they started to be rogue and push us against the wall and started to beat us and whop us with Billy and gang us. This is how it was on the police force, you know, because they were dealing with a bunch of young teenagers, you know, just when gangs first came out. And you're dealing with people who are 15, 16, and some of us are very unruly, very unruly. So I can understand in certain cases, you know, but the police can't be the way how we unruly And they're the ones out there who are supposed to be the protectors. Their job is to protect. Unless threatened, a police use his service revolver. You know, he shouldn't have the right to just go and approach anyone at any particular time, you know, with authorization to search a person car or to even search a person unless he has probable cause. You know? And in the Bahamas, it don't happen like that. And that's a violation of the constitutional rights of every citizen in this country. You know? Sometimes they go to people's houses and they kick down people's door without even a search warrant. They curse out people, you know? And these are things where they need to improve if they want to have a trustworthy force that the Bahamian citizen believing and trusting could call in and know that I'd be respected. And this is an organization I could give information to and feel without feeling that you're going to be victimized. You know, we just had a young lady who got punched in the eye in the station. And I think she's filing a complaint against the inspector. I wonder if the Commissioner of Police and the Minister of National Security and the Progressive Liberal Party, you know, which they're not going to get involved in the police. See, I want you all to understand something too, people. Governments, they might decide who's going to be the commissioner and deputy commissioner, but the internal affairs, when it goes down to how the police force run when it does its procedure, an investigation on, and the government don't have no control over that. That's the fraternity of the Royal Bahamas Police Force. See, that's the separation right there. Yes, the MP and the Prime Minister has power, Minister of National Security have power over the Commissioner of Police. But inside the Royal Bahamas Police Force, they have fraternity, and they have their own rule and regulation. And the politician dare to interfere in their internal investigation. Okay? They dare. Because they know if they meddle in too much, the police votes, you know, they vote before the general election. And sometimes they decide who's going to be the next government of the country. And they don't want to have insight or have a bad face against the Royal Bahamas Police Force. So that's why you see many of the cases before the courts, no member of parliament or no minister of national security is speaking on it because they don't want to offend the officers of the Royal Bahamas Police Force. Okay? So I wonder if the Minister of National Security, if he's taking notes, how much assault charges are being presented from many citizens of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas who are also filing lawsuits against the Royal Bahamas Police Force, which is the Commissioner of Police. All of these assaults are piling up, so there has to be something wrong with the discipline of some of the officers on the Royal Bahamas Police Force, and it's inherited. Unless we put checks and balances in place, like a real internal investigation team, that their job is to go after rogue cops and to discipline them. Some you might have to fire, some can be disciplined and put back into proper training, but many of these officers nowadays need proper training. Now, mind you, I tell you, we need the police because of those. But at the same time, we also have to build a trust with them. And that trust comes with them having that mutual respect, protect and serve the citizens of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, not to be aggressive. And what you're saying with that student is what happened to any citizens who practically are riding in a car and they're approached by certain officers. You can't even ask the officers nothing. That kid just now, that teenage kid who was in school, he only saying, "Chief, I only reach here." And he say, "Only listen now, people." He said, "Listen, go listen to the video." He said, "Chief, I just reach here." And to the officer, just because he spoke, and he ain't say nothing disrespectful to this police officer. This officer say, "You can't talk to me like that. You can't talk to me like that." Huh? And he going over and he whopped that kid. That kid is never going to forget that. And this would make people resent the police now. This would make us resent the police from 25, 30 years ago. And that's what's happening now in this country to this day. And that's the kind of stuff that I talk about and I expose. And God didn't ask me to do these things because these things are to educate so that this can make our country a better place. Because these are my experiences that I had. And I'm talking about experiences not only from me, but from many of my peers and the younger generation that comes out, because I still talk with them on a regular basis. So what they're telling me is just like yesterday, 25 years ago. Nothing has changed. And the situation is getting worse in the country. You know, our police officers could approach people in a more decent manner. You know, for instance, this officer, they were attacking the mall in a car. This kid is no threat to them. These kids are no threat to them. These kids are, I don't know, they don't have no weapons. You know, kids like to go around the mall after school. The police officer, he has a firearm, he has a partner. The students were obedient. Okay. The police had the advantage. Do you think he had to use his authority? And the kid did nothing wrong. But they would want to charge him with disorderly behavior, resisting arrest, and et cetera. Why? Because when you find out the Royal Bahamas Police Force is wrong, y'all would not say that y'all are wrong. And y'all still turn around and charge an innocent person. You know? That's what we're talking about. Where's the integrity in that? What's a simple apology and let the officer apologize to the young guy and say that, you know, on behalf of the Royal Bahamas Police Force, the superintendent who's in charge of the precinct or in charge of that district, look at the evidence, it's reviewed, and the officer's wrong. Well, the family of that young man need a written apology from this officer. What's so wrong about that? And when these serious murder cases go down in court and you see some of the criminals, you know, would talk to the parents of the victims in court, and they would apologize for killing their loved ones, and some of the people inside the court, family members, as much hatred they would have for that person, they would still tell them, say, I forgive you, and I don't wish to see you get the death penalty. And they say this to the judge, and these people responsible for killing people, loved ones. So what's the difference here? Why we got to protect the system? If the system is here to protect and serve us. And there's so many cases like that. You know? And what I want the Commissioner of Police and the Minister of National Security to talk about, they need to talk about all the lawsuits that are being filed against members of the Royal, against the citizen of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. We're talking about punching an eye, officer punch out the teeth of a gentleman in the station. This kind of stuff. Are they going to be accepted in the 21st century? You know? Where's the repercussion? Where's the discipline? Where's the charges? You know, you're seeing a young girl with an eye block. You know, she's in the station. I don't know if she's in the right. Like I say, a lot of these people, individuals who are before, who, you know, are very rough and tough, and sometimes they go there with a calm mind. But they're going to buck up to some very disorderly persons in the country who are very disrespectful towards the police. And like I say, in cases like that, the police can, again, be aggressive, but they still get awkward in interrogatory. You understand? So I hope the Commissioner of Police and the Minister of National Security and the party members understand that crime is not going to go nowhere in this country. When you have your law enforcement, who are supposed to protect and serve, acting like bullies because they know they are protected by a system that once they sign a 5-year contract, they have to fulfill that 5-year contract. And they use and abuse that. And look what they use and abuse it on. Their own citizens. It's wrong. And it's been going on too long in our country, and it's evident. Every day you look in the news, you're seeing someone stating that they're being assaulted by a police officer. Now, mind you, there are many decent officers out there. This ain't for those officers. This is for the system that we have in place that is hurting the country. It's making a lot of young people rebel against the Royal Bahamas Police Force. That's why a lot of people don't talk to the police nowadays. Relationship has to be built. And we as a country got to say, if we see an officer and a person is locked up in a station and they're handcuffed, and if they get injured in the station, it should be the fault of the station. And whoever's in charge of the station should be investigated and brought before the court in a timely fashion, or disciplined in a timely fashion, so that we could put a check and balance in place for the young officers. Because it seems like the young officers, they are just wild and corrupt. As young as they are. And we need our officers to be disciplined.
Okay. So, it's 7 o'clock. So now I'm going to go back and just talk about marriage. Now, you want to comment on the, if you want to comment, the police part, you still can. But I'm going to this marriage thing.
You know, in the Bahamas today, when you look at marriage, marriage is not a play thing. It's not a fall of fashion thing. Marriage is a serious thing. I'm not married, but I have been around to see a lot of people who are being married do all kind of foolishness. They are worse than people who are single. You understand? And in the end, I watch them like get destroyed. Always raw and, you know, calm. You know, marriage is something that you shouldn't play with. When you decide to marriage, he or she, that means you say, this is the person that I want to be with for the rest of my life. That means all the persons who you've been involved with, he or she, past boyfriend, past girlfriend, right? Once you say you're engaged, engagement time now is to say, it's time for me to tell my exes, my friend, and married. I'm going to delete something. I'm going to delete you with my phone. I can't have no more relationship with you because I'm engaged. So if you're engaged for 6 or 7 months or whatever, you clear up all of your past relationship, and you say this person is going to be with me for the rest of my life. Now, something that you also shouldn't run into. I think that you need to get to know somebody before you marry them. You need to see what the future plan is, what we have, how we're going to get our house, or how you're going to save your money, and how we're going to save my money, how we're going to combine together, when we're going to have our first child, or if you already had our first child, would you ever going to have one child, you know? And then when we have problems, how are we going to be able to deal with our problems? Because even you could have a good marriage, but then how it is when the wife says something insulting to the husband, or the husband says something insulting to the wife, how are you going to handle it, you know, without getting so upset, you know, that you understand this is me and she is me and I is her. And the only thing we're concerned about is how we could better our lives and better our future. They're now, you know, saying they're going to get married and they have sweetheart. How you want to get married and you still get girlfriend? Huh? Or you still get boyfriend. Why is you engaged? The people who you have a relationship with, why is you getting married coming to the wedding? Marriage is a covenant with God. And there's a price to pay, you know. There's a price to pay when you're married, you know. And you break that covenant, you know. So when you're a sweetheart, no doubt, and you think no one knows, right? The father sees. And you bring the devil into your wonderful marriage. Because now you had a decent family. You had a decent wife. You cook sometimes, she cooks sometimes, and you get paid. You all do exchange your paycheck, and you know, you all paying your mortgage on your house. Doing very well. Now you want to go nightclub about a hard week's work. And when you go, you know, you have a decent wife home, might have one or two children home. You know, and she allow you to go, and you go to fish fry. And when you go to fish fry, you see this nice, sexy girl. And for a minute, you know, you forget about your wife, and then your little fling start there. Here's the thing. Don't you think that girl right there has a boyfriend? Now, you have a decent wife home who has no boyfriend, no sweetheart. Just a caring woman and just cares for you and love you and doing everything she can for you. Now, you go and you slip up. And you say, man, you know, wife boring. You know, or she ain't boring. You think you could take advantage of her. And you decide, you know, to give out your number and say, meet me back here next week, Friday. Now, once or twice you go and you start to get your cup. And you tell her, you know, I married and don't worry, I get you straight. So every week you give him a little $300-$400. And she say, I understand you get your wife. And I ain't going to disrespect you or come around your house or come around your work. You know, there's Facebook. And then after a while, you're saying those things to sweetheart, but then the sweetheart can fall in love. And when she fall in love, you know, the husband, you know, he loves his wife. And then when the sweetheart, you know, feeling lonely, after she done talked to a woman friend, and they done put all kind of foolishness in her head, she forget her role. She wouldn't start calling around 10, 11 o'clock, or you're so stupid you care around your house. You know, she started to pull up around your house. Ain't luck. It gets so bad that she started to pull up around your work. And then you get so bad that she started to text your wife about how she sleep with you and do all this stuff. Now you had a perfectly good marriage. Now what you have? Now, the wife frustrated, you know, because she love you. She down with you. You telling her, you know, this girl you meet and you don't get rid of her. So the wife believing all that, but it ain't easy to break away from your sweetheart. So you're gonna call you and you're right back there again. So after you do this for a while, the wife, after 1 year or two, the wife get tired. Then the wife go look for her sweetheart. And when she go look for her sweetheart, you, the husband now, he won't cry. And he won't get jealous. You know, you see how you bring things into your relationship? And mind you, it ain't only all four now, you know. Because like I tell you, the sweetheart, she gets someone she love. She ain't really love the husband, you know. The husband just, they meet. No, and he do anything. She might have little feelings for him. Well, she could love him. But she have other guys who she love too. You know, because she's saying he married. When he go home to his wife, she have a sweetheart there. And she get her next sweetheart there. And she get her next sweetheart there. God forbid that her sweetheart don't catch the husband in the car with the sweetheart of her boyfriend. You know, prime example. You look on social media. We saw in the gas station, you know, I think it's a gas station off Tony William Dallin Highway, going around the roundabout, going for Fire Trail Road. There was an incident where we saw a female was attacking a male, and his, after the information came out, it was a husband and wife, and the sweetheart followed the husband and wife to the gas station, and she saw the husband in the gas station and the wife in the gas station, and out of jealousy, not intentionally, no, see, this is where the demons is coming. I don't think she intentionally meant to knock down the woman, or knock down the husband. I just think of jealousy and the devil getting you, and you border with married. You border with married people. Listen to me. Anyone out there border with married people, just be cursed, brother. You just have bad luck. That's what I tell you, don't border with married people. If I talking to a woman right now and she's married, that's it for me. I ordered up. I don't care how good she look. I ordered up because I know you can start off good at first, but boy, when those bad wives come, those rowing and other mix up come, it's your life. Let me go back to the cinema, the gas station. And you know, on social media, you would see where the sweetheart now approached the wife and knocked down the wife, roll over the wife, and then you see we knocked down the husband and then peel out. Okay? Now that's a woman dealing with a married man. Okay? Because now she ain't worrying about that married no more. She in love. So the hell with the wife, the hell with the husband. The only thing in her mind now is to kill somebody. See, this again, how serious relationship is in marriages. It gets to the point that your sweetheart or the husband or the wife can get so mad and irate, and they completely law-abiding citizens. But through they being hurt, they're going to act out of character. And the devil is going to get the best of them. And they're going to make a mistake. And the mistake that was made now is that the lady, the wife of the gentleman who also was knocked down, passed away in the hospital. And now she is a wanted female for hit and run, vehicle manslaughter. And that's all the character. So these things happen to you when you're married and you think you're slick by sweetheart and man or woman. You got fun at first, you know. You know, eventually, some bad things are going to happen and it could cost your life. It could cost you go to jail. Okay? You want me to give you an ex-prior example? Okay. I could always remember this. There was this deacon at Miles Monroe Ministries. I can't remember his last name. But anyway, he owned a car dealership. I think he ran Estes. And he was married. And I don't know what was going on between him and his wife. But I guess he came home and saw his wife with an ex-woman. Now he's a deacon. Now by the criminal record, has the SD company. Very wealthy. Came home, saw his wife with an ex-gentleman. I don't know if the gentleman ran out of the house, but the deacon, he was at the Miles Monroe Church, Diplomat Center. It's in the newspapers about 15, 20 years ago. And the report is that when the officers came home to the house, there were disturbance called. And that's why I said the police serves their purpose. They serve their purpose by putting their lives on the line to go to these horrific criminal acts. All right? Because, you know, based on how they said they respond to the scene, when the police then went to the house, you know, they knock on the door, and then they open the door, and when they open the door, they saw this man born naked, and he had human flesh in his hand and in his mouth. And then when they further do their search around, they saw a female on the ground, and this gentleman was eating his wife. Just right over here in the Bahamas, they call him the Beeman, Honorable Lecter. I can't remember his name, but he used to go to Bahamas Faith Ministries. And he was a deacon. And it was a newspaper. And then jealousy caused you to do things to the character. Now he was locked up. Now listen to this. So I read a lot, and this was in the newspaper on the news, and they're telling about, you know, the love triangle, et cetera, what's going on. And they said the police them puke up their guts when they go into the door and see the gentleman ball naked, and then he eating the wife. Okay? They say they taking the CID, Criminal Investigation Department, you know, City of Nod, and when they was talking to him, he didn't remember a thing about what happened, about him killing his wife. Because, again, demonic spirit take him over. And you don't, you could go read this, y'all could go read this yourself. And then the police them tell him, say, you know what you're in here for? And they told him, he in here for killing his wife. And he most freaked out. He couldn't believe he killed his wife. He couldn't believe he was in the Criminal Investigation Department. Now, here's the thing now. They charged him a few days later. He went to court. When he went to court, he got remanded to Majesty's Prison, Bombers Correctional Center. And within a few weeks, he couldn't take the life of prison because he was a free man. He'd never been incarcerated, probably never ever had a handcuff on him besides the time he got locked up for this serious offense. And he committed suicide in the prison. Okay? So Marge ain't nothing to play with. So let me tell all y'all out there who Marge think y'all getting away with something. Or you're cheating on your wife, or you're cheating on your boyfriend, or you're cheating on your husband. It's coming back around to you. When you're married, you have to let everything go. You have to let your mother go. You have to let your sister go. You have to let your brother go. It's just you and your wife. You still have those people, you know. But it's just you and your wife and the family that you're trying to create. No friends. You understand? You and your husband are going to have to work it out and find your way in this life. Everyone else there to guide and mentor you. So if you're a mother out here and you're scheming on your husband and you're scheming on your wife, buddy, it ain't going to end well for you. Something bad going to happen. It's going to happen to you. And then, just recently again, watching Facebook, saw where an elderly lady, she followed her husband. And they showed on Facebook where he went and went by this native Haitian he sent home. And husband was parked in the front of the yard. And the wife, you know, she pulled up. And she started talking with a 30-year marriage. And she rammed. This is a female now. This could be a law-abiding female. This is a wife now. This is all the character. You know, she was hurt and jealous knowing that her husband for 30 years, right? I don't know if she being a good wife, or if he being a good husband, or a cheating husband. Or she could have been a bad wife, and the tide has changed where, you know, he get fed up with her over the years of doing her foolishness. And then it's his time to take advantage of the wife. And then when she get tired, hey, she take advantage of you, and then it's your time to be crying. And time for you to get jealous. Time for you to be peeping through the hole to see what she doing, you know? When she's be peeping at voice. What goes around comes around in this life. Let me just drink a bit of water. So I don't know. I don't know if he got tired of her and now Marge wasn't happy and, you know, but they were married for 30 years and boy, you know, I feel it for her. You know, so she went, oh, you know, a nice little fair skin, a little younger than her. Probably husband wants some young. Probably husband wants some little young thing. You know, but that young thing, buddy, Anger is the wife. You know, your wife can make sure when you're sick and you're bad, she can make sure you're straight. Sweet thing, she only want a paper. And she might love it too. So don't let me get it. But anyway, the wife must see ram the car into her husband's car. And then, you know, she came with the car. And she was trying to get out of the lady on the next side. And the husband was there holding her. And this way the lady, this way the sweetheart lived now. So I gave the wife wrong. You know what I mean? Let me put it like this. I gave her wrong for going in the yard where the sweetheart lived. As far as say ramming the car, I gave her wrong for that too. But then she might buy the car. That was probably her money and her husband's money. So she could ram it. Which is against the law. But I'm saying in that incident, but to go and follow the young sweetheart in the yard, Mom, you're wrong for that. I understand you're right for everything, but I'm saying you're the think conscious. Don't let the devil and jealousy get the best of you. You went in those lady yard, they were wrong. I mean, they were wrong for sweethearting with your husband. Your husband is the one who's wrong, but you following that young lady to where she lived. You know, there'd been a difference if you were home by you, but you went looking for your husband. You followed her, you followed him. You followed them, you found them, you rammed your husband's car. Now, I understand that this is out of pure jealousy, okay? Because that's your husband. But think wisely for the rest of you people out there. Don't go around on one horse. Now, you see what happened when mother gone in the yard? They gang mother. Did you see the husband come and defend her? He can't come defend his own wife because he's in love with his sweetheart. And then he don't want the family, the girls who were kicking his wife, he don't want them to hate him. So he stay over it. And he watched his wife got whooped. Now she's putting up a good fight at first in the road. But when she went to the yard, you know, those girls, them was all over the young girls. So I'd watch out there, you know. When you're on Facebook and do foolishness, keep yourself looking good. Because they try and make a mockery on Facebook and they show the little girl, you know, with a little, I know. You know, and things like that. And they are married people. You know? You see? Now, that lady, the wife who got ganged from those young ladies, from the sweetheart and probably her daughters or her family, I guarantee you, the wife has probably never, ever been in problems. Okay? To her husband, that was paining her, and she's trying a private investigator because she know the actions of your husband or your wife. You know, when they telling you something, and it ain't right, and it ain't resonating you, and you have a discerning spirit, so the wife, she feel that. So she started to follow him. And then she see it once or twice. And then she just couldn't take it no more. She had to confront it. She only human, you know. But she made a vital mistake of going in the yard of the sweetheart. And many of you out there, y'all are making the same mistakes as well. Many of you guys would go into a married woman house and sleep in the house where the man married his wife, and they build the house, and y'all let the wife persuade you to come in the house. Y'all guys, y'all got to be stupid, you know. Y'all want that? Y'all know what it is to go into a married man house, sleeping in his bed with his wife, because y'all think he don't work. Huh? What you think happen when the man come home? Y'all remember this? Let me get the next one. You remember the pastor, the next deacon? He was sweethearting on his wife. And he ended up liking this young girl. And he gave this young girl everything. Everything. And he's getting ready to leave his wife. And like I say, your sweetheart got all people who she loves. So the money you giving her, she's giving to her people. So he's keeping us straight, buying a car, having this apartment and everything. That's all this was in the newspaper. Man, and he had a gut. And he's sweethearting. Boy, one day, he come, go by his sweetheart, and he say, you're going to chill out now. Must he give him a big lump sum of money? And this is next deacon. And when he reached to the place, he meet his sugar baby. But when the next younger guy, so he gets so frustrated. He had him cut this. He spying the guy on the hip. All this was in the newspaper. And then he decapitated, he chopped the lady up and he killed her. Y'all remember that? Y'all remember that, right? Sweethearted. Married. And if the girl didn't check him, she still probably would have been living here today. And many others would have still been living here today. If they respect marriage. Marriage ain't nothing to play with. Marriage ain't nothing to play with. That sweetheart ain't nothing to play with. That's why me, I'd rather be single. And I'll take my time before I get married. And I know that when I get married, I give up the world. I ain't looking at no more woman. I could try be here for my wife. And she could try be here for me. I can make sure I ain't in a relationship with nobody. My phone is never going to be ringing for a female other than my business partners who are females. After a certain time, my phone is off and I'm inside. And that's the kind of life I want to live. Because anytime you scheme, bad things can happen to you. I hope I give you all some prime example, you know. You're going to do things or the character. That wife who went to the home of the sweetheart and she got gang, that was all the character. The guy who I call Hannibal Lecter from the Bahamas State Ministries who chopped up this wife and was eating her. I say eating her, people. Eating her, yeah, like Hannibal Lecter. Yeah, right in the Bahamas. I say the police say they puke when they go into the door. And the man, after he was questioned by the CID, and he calmed down and let the demon come with him. Like I said, the man didn't even know what type of indictable offense he made. So you understand, people? You understand? Respect married people. You know, I met a few married females before, and when they told me they was married, I ain't bothered with them. Sometimes, you know, they ain't getting along with their husband. Yeah, that's all good. But no, that's a covenant from the Father. And when you take that, you better understand what oath you're taking. So, let me just read this real quick. See where it is. All right. Where you going? All right. Unknown dangerous. Where you going, man? I just out of this now. All right. Now listen to this, people. Rise in divorce after COVID-19. Some lawyers have seen an explosion of divorce. What is it? Cases post pandemic. We've been seeing an increase in divorces. Unfortunately, said Sheila, what is Nan, associate lawyer at the, what is? I can't see too good, man. What is this? Well, anyway, Chambers, during a press conference yesterday, announcing that the return of the company's free legal aid clinic. After COVID-19, we have a, now, as we take appointments, we are finding that a lot of individuals are calling and asking about divorces. A lot of marital disputes we're seeing in seeing a rise in that. Brendan McCartney, the firm's general, counsel, said Hallsbury Chambers will provide 20,000 in free legal fee to people in need on September 23rd. He said that this will be the first time the service is provided and the first since the COVID-19 pandemic. We certainly wish the public to take advantage of this opportunity. All right, let me see that again. Yeah, rise in divorce. So let me give you a good advice. Don't rush to get married. First of all, understand what marriage is. And the person you're with, that might not be the person you're going to be with for the rest of your days. So don't just jump to marriage. Give it some time. Get to know the person. Get to understand the person. You know, see if you're compatible. And then understand that you both are going to have to sacrifice for the greater good. You know, I hope these pastors and counselors are talking to people. You know, as much people want to get registered to get married. You know, and you know, we want to encourage people to get married so they have a family structure home. But at the same time, it's like it's be an illusion. You know, because you're getting married for the wrong reason. You're getting married because you think you're in love. You know, love has many different forms, people. You have to be caring, eh? You have to be kind. You have to be passionate. You know, love isn't just one thing. My baby, I just love you. And your heart pound. No. You got to care about that person. You have to be able to be responsible for that person. You have to be able to listen to that person. You have to be able to be compatible with that person. You have to be able to nurture that person and encourage that person and show them that you love them and care for them so that they take all obstacles away. All the other male and female, and they'd understand that this person is for me. And try to live together as long as possible, 20, 30 years, so that you can have a good family structure, something back to lean on. In the Bahamas today, besides the majority of wealthy people and middle class people, you know, some of them have a good family structure. That's why they're able to send their kids off to school and become successful. And why is us? We marry and then we break up and then we cause our children, you know, to feel the pain of not knowing mother and daddy together. Our children to be depressed, you know, because they're divided. They don't know if they want to go live with mommy or they want to go live with daddy. Same thing as a single parent home, you know. So if you out there, you're married, treat your wife respectfully. And what you wouldn't want someone to do to you, you don't do to your wife. And the same thing, wifey. You understand? Yeah. So a lot of divorce after COVID-19. And if you look at the country right now, everything isn't about no gangs. Gangs is the least of our problems in the country today. We have a conflict zone, and if you're looking at it, you're seeing married people are committing adultery, right? You're seeing people who involve in these relationships are now being responsible for innocent lives get take. It shows you to the family structure and what it is actually to be married. To be married. Let me ask somebody out there. You know, I'm talking so much. If there's someone out there who would like to call in, and let me ask them what they think a marriage between a man and a woman should be. Think about that. You know, we want to give these women all these rights. You know, equality. But if y'all look now, remember I always tell y'all, it's mostly the females now in this country that are being very violent towards men. Now, 20 years ago, 15 years ago, it was man being more violent towards women. But now I don't know what's happened. It seems like woman is getting more masculine. Woman is getting more masculine. They become so independent, you know. So I hope that we can find a way where we can get female again to become more feminine, again in the Bahamas. So I guess everyone's having a wonderful conversation. No one wants to call it a night, so I guess I'm doing a good job. So that's a good thing. Yeah, so any married, think about the consequences. It's not something that you just jump up and do. It's not something you just go to high school and say you're going to get married because it's your high school, sweetheart. You got to have a future plan. Okay? You got to have a plan. And you know, you don't believe it, say, in the Bible, there's no divorce in the Bible, you know. That's what I say. Listen to this again. Till death do us apart, right? That's what it say. That's what people don't realize, you know. Divorce ain't a part of it, you know. Divorce is not a part of it. That's why you got to be careful when you go sit an oath. That's a covenant with the father. And anyone sweethearting, so with a married person, man or woman, bad things will happen to you. Why didn't anyone call? Because people know what I'm saying, the truth. It's bad luck to border with a married man, and it's bad luck to border with a married woman, or with somebody's girlfriend or boyfriend, knowing that they're together and they're happy. You know, anyone could tell you, okay, take this call. Call it coming right now, just 1 second. Anyone could tell you, I had a lot of relationships with a lot of girls. And if any one of those girls had a boyfriend, they'd always tell you, I say, man, I don't want to do that to the guy. I don't know him. I ain't saying nothing bad about him. But I say, you should stick with him. Any one of the girls I ever was involved with. Because I have respect for the next man. If that's his woman, that's his woman. I know the consequences that would happen if this guy loves this girl and I only trying to get in her pants, but he loves her. And if we ever cross paths, what's going to happen? Because love would make you do blind things. Okay, we're going to take this call. Caller, you're on Inside Inner City.
Good night.
Good night.
Yes, how are you? This is one of your callers. And you and I are supposed to meet one day. But this topic is something I always discuss with people. Now, me, you ask a question, but I have to start here like this.
Go ahead.
Me, I will never get married.
Go ahead.
Because the last time I was in love was when I was in high school and the young lady liked me and I didn't have anything.
Yes, sir.
Now, the minute I got out is what you could do for me, baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been paying bills or paying for this and that from the time I left high school. So most relationships are not based on love. It's what you could do for me.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody looking for somebody they could play a game on or somebody to take on. These women nowadays, they watch so much games with the basketball wives and the housewives. They think they're supposed to live a superstar life on you. And you're supposed to just take care of them and they dress up, get their nails done, and they hear them. They're supposed to just be, that's what you're supposed to do when you get married. But to me, furthermore, I don't see nothing much in a marriage. Because half the time you're taking care of somebody, you're angry with. A lot of people don't speak to one another in their homes or they only speak when it comes time to paying a bill or pertaining to the children or pertaining to the house or stuff like that. So I don't see, I wouldn't get married. I don't see anything in it. My mom used to tell me now, my mom was a female and married and everything to my dad, but she told us, why the car when you get the milk spent? And I see the logic in that today as I get older. Marriage is not something I want to be in. And I don't think I should build my things or build my little empire. And then I go to court and a judge divide my things and he don't know how I got it. That'll drive me to do something crazy. Because I can't see him divide, because they use this term, the life you have may not brought her to be, may not, the life she's accustomed to. Use that term in college, in non-college, in court. So what they do, basically, don't mention have children because you end up paying rent. If you got a house, you end up paying rent. And I don't think a man punished with losing his thing. I don't think that's right. And besides, as an individual, no matter what you take on, of all my mother's children, they love me the best. You look at the wildlife, animal life. Mind you, they're compatible, and they hang with the family as long as they can. But when it comes time to feasting and eat, they eat first. And then they allow the rest to eat, and they'll sit down and watch the rest and make sure they eat and nobody interfere. But of all my mother's children, I love me the best, and I don't think I should lose all my things because one morning I wake up and I tie to you. And see, I feel as though I'm entitled to change my mind. If I wake up one morning and I look at you and I say, I'm tired of you, that's my right to change my mind. I shouldn't be penalized for that. That's how I feel. Now, I don't think I'm ever going to get married.
Well, you make a good point.
I don't see anything in it. No. Companionship, and most of these people you can get married to, in a couple of years, they turn out to be somebody different.
That's why I say, you remember I said earlier, you have to get to know the poison, and like you say, as you get older, they turn out to be different.
Yeah, right, you can't believe this is the person you was married to and you're sleeping next to. And when you get in court, my friend, they call you everything but the child of God.
You ain't doing nothing for me, and you do everything for them.
Yes, and you done spend half of your life earning, and you got to now go back out there. You could be in pain like me right now. I got hip problems.
Yes, sir.
Leg problems. Suppose I had to start over with it again. No, I can't take that chance with nobody. And people don't care about you and your thing. Remember that. Now, I'm much older than you.
Yes, sir.
So remember that, my friend.
Say that again for me more time. Could you say
they don't care about you and your things. They don't think you should have it in the first place. Because they always call you a fool. They wonder how you got it in the first place. But they don't know how you worked and sacrificed to get a roof over your head, have a little yard, or have a car, or something like that. They don't know what you did before you met them. And they come and think they should have just what you have. Or more. See, the life has changed, and the way people think has changed. Everybody wants to live a life off of, most people, I mean, want to live a superstar life off of other people. You hear these girls talking when they go on, child, I got to be on point. I got to be on point. And they don't care what they got to do to get a new outfit, new nail. And this could be your wife or your girlfriend, you know.
That's why I'm saying now, yes.
When you to work, you don't know what she doing. But all you know is out there bawling and they laughing and giggling. And she even look like somebody else when she does fix up stuff. I can't put my trust in nobody, especially at this stage of the game in my life and for what all I've seen.
What are some of the things you've seen? Just to give a round or two prime
examples. Scrooge, I can't say it on the radio.
Okay, that's fine with me.
This is something, like that's I fine. Say, one of you, and I know a good friend of yours, Shaggy.
Huh?
I used to talk. You got a friend named Shaggy.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Okay.
That's my boy, Shaggy.
You're right. So he and I used to have some deep conversations. Before he went, I don't know how he's doing now, but he went off to have an operation when we were talking.
Okay, yes.
And but I live next, me and one of my businesses is next to a friend of his.
Okay.
And that's how I got to meet him. Shaggy.
The pool man.
Yeah.
Yes, Shaggy did well for himself. Yes, sir.
Yes. And he always had his dog with him.
Yes, sir.
And but life, my friend, is not what it all cranks up being. Mm. What people tell you and what pastor tell you and what Grammy them tell you, you got to see this thing for yourself.
Self.
Talk you into that same, or that's the right thing to do. I'm the kind of man, I believe in keeping about seven of the parables, the seven of the commandments, mm-hmm. because God said we're not perfect.
Yes, sir.
And I think I'm doing well if I keep in about seven.
That's right.
I was always an average student anyhow.
Mm-hmm. So you're keeping it average covenant.
So you can't keep all the Ten Commandments.
No, you can't.
You're not perfect.
No, you can't.
And sometimes you may have to go this thing alone just to keep a peace of mind and make sure you have a roof over your head until you die. You see, because these people nowadays, they put you out and you still got to take care of the house, the children, pay for the children to go to the dentist, go on. And the woman find all kind of things to send these children to eat up your money, make sure you ain't got no money to give to your sweetie or your wife, your new wife. Every year, the children got to go on a cruise or they got to go to the dentist. They need new this, new that. No, life is not fair. Mm. My mommy always told me, the donkey say the world is not level. You know? Don't laugh. Listen. You know, the horse is bigger than the donkey, right?
Yes, sir.
But yet they put the load on the donkey.
Okay, that's true.
Think about it now. Think about it. The donkey said the world is not level.
Mm.
But he's much smaller than the horse, but they put the load on him. Wow. Think about that when you apply it to certain things and you see things happen.
Yes, sir.
You realize how unfair life is. This is not fair. So don't think for 1 minute you're getting a fair shake, you're getting a hard one. You don't know what's coming down the pipe.
Yes, sir. Wow.
Anyway, I don't want to discourage you because you sound like you want.
No, you discourage me. I wanted to have the conversation from your point of view because you're saying why you wouldn't get married. You gave a lot of good reasons.
Uh-huh. Like I said, when I thought about it one day, I said, you know, the last time I was in love, I was in high school.
Mm.
And that young lady liked me, and my mommy and daddy didn't believe in me carrying money. I had to carry my lunch from home. Back then, you carry your lunch from home.
Mm-hmm.
I thought children to have $10 or $20 on them today. Man, if you get cash with $10 or $20 on you, boy, you believe your mommy them is CID because they won't know where you get that from.
Yeah, that's plenty of money back in the day.
Oh, yeah. So you carried your lunch and walked to school. Like, how these children got money to catch bus and all of that? Mm-mm. And she really loved me, and I didn't have anything to give her. But my love back in return. And that's the last time I was in love. If you think about it, you check the last time you was in love. Didn't have to give her anything.
Yes, sir.
And nowadays, you meet a girl, 100, 200.
Yeah.
Or she got one bill she got to pay tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
And they don't know how that's a turn off.
Yeah.
But you see straight through them.
Yeah. They have no concern. Because you know she get her own people.
Yeah.
And you might care for her.
That's a turn off.
Yeah.
And then they got this new thing now. What you saying?
Yeah.
You know, so it's like,
it's no feminine inside the females no more.
No, it's no courting no more. It's no courting. You know, back then it was a big deal just to hold a girl hand.
You don't even see that in the streets no more.
No,
they yuck their hand away from you now if you try holding on. You won't even be a girl from because they seen somebody else.
And if you go to the show, you got to inch your hand up on her hand.
Right.
I mean, you won't watch the movie Dead Bad, but if you hold her hand, that's your girl. If she let you hold her hand, that's your girl.
That's right. And this
they don't want
you touch their hand.
No, man. If you put the money there on top of their hand.
They touch it.
Now you can touch their hand.
Yeah, that's true.
So, no. I can't bother this. I don't want to rush to leave this planet.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I had enough of
that. Oh, Lord.
Yeah. I mean, Shaggy, like the donkey say, the world ain't level.
No, it ain't level. The playing field isn't the same no more. Honestly
no.
Speaking, no.
And if you think it's going to get level because you trying it.
No, sir. It's
not. Friend, you got a lot to learn.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, I won't. When you shall meet again, we will talk again.
Yes, sir. You did an awesome job here tonight.
I'm going to listen to the rest. I'm going to go inside now because I'm in my truck talking to
okay.
you. I just pulled up.
Thank you very
and I'm
much.
I'm going to try dash inside. I hope you go to a commercial so I can dash inside and turn my TV on and catch the rest of this before wrestling come on.
You're going to watch wrestling?
Yes, I'm a wrestling fanatic. listen,
yes,
by the second match, I see. The complaints will be so long.
Yeah, yeah.
What are they doing to get me? Every Friday I go to this.
You watching what? Friday Night Roy?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
I don't miss it.
Okay.
But I can dash inside and try and catch the rest of the
okay,
show.
Okay, you have a wonderful
That's
night.
That's how good your show Hey, that should tell you something. That's how good your show is.
Yes, sir. Thanks. Yes, sir. Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate okay. you. And you All did right. you did wonderful.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, so the gentleman said one of the reasons he don't want to get married, and he gave some valid points. You know, I have an auntie and an uncle who have been together from I was basically 7, and they are not married. And basically, I asked them a few years ago if they would get married. And the response is, why would we need to get married? And we married right now. We have an understanding with one another. We live on the same roof. We help build a house. We pay all the rent together. We take care of the kids together. We do everything together. We don't need to get married. We have respect for one another. And that's Lillian Brennan and Jeffrey Simmons. And they've been together for close to about 40-something years. And they live in the same house. And they're not being married. And they don't have no problems, no argument. They have the little arguments, but it's not something that it could cost them to break up or separate and not sleep in the same bed. In fact, they're going to take it. Okay? We're going to take this next call. Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside Inner City.
Hello.
Good night.
Hello, Scrooge.
Good night to you.
The Sparky.
What's up, Spark?
You can hear me?
Yes, sir. You're just breaking up just a little bit.
Yeah, in the Marathon Mall area.
Okay, sir.
Sometimes you lose some signal. I was listening to the last caller. Yeah, he took me back to my time, too, you know?
Yes, sir.
You know, I guess he around my age. I'm 72, but I remember back in the days when he's talking about the women loved you.
Yes, sir.
Or they like you for who you are.
Yes, sir.
Not for what you got. Or what in it for them, mm-hmm. you know? You walk home from high school with your little girlfriend, and you're carrying a bag, your bag, and you're just walking. Sometimes you walk past your house to walk to her house and then go back to your house and all that kind of thing. Or go to the library, Eastern Public Library, and the night you all walk from school, you go home, change clothes, you go to the library, and then you come back from the library, and then you walk up back home, and then I go back home. All of that. All walking, ain't nobody dropping nobody, picking up body, no got nobody, got no bus, no jitney or nothing.
Yes, sir.
Some parking boy, some thing around city meeting, thing like that. You maybe carry a little girlfriend to the Capitol Theater or the Shirley Street Theater on the weekend, Martini or something, you know?
Yeah, you can remember those days. I remember seeing
Yeah, you know,
guys.
You buy a little popcorn, hot dog, and chocolate, and soda, and that's big time.
That was romantic.
Yeah, it's romantic. You love now. You meet these women now. You gotta send them to the damn beauty shop because they need these. They need fingernails. They need to put on eyelashes, pluck out the eyebrow to paint them back. Scrooge, you still there?
Yeah, yes, Sparky. Go ahead.
They nowadays they plucking out the eyebrow, then they get the pencil and they paint it back.
That make any sense?
But nothing they do to make sense. I mean, why you don't want to put contact in your eye to make your eye look blue? Then you as a black, picky-haired gal, and you know your eyes supposed to be brown.
Oh, Lord, Rocky.
You know? And why you don't want... Why you buy them eyelashes would look like horse eyelashes? They're hanging down nearly to your nose. And you got to stick them on with glue. Saturday... Screw it, they go on the Super Wild, you have Marky Street.
Sparky,
this
coming
girl behind the cash register, eyelashes. So she keep blinking. I say, miss, but I better take them things off, man. You can't keep your eyes. She blinking, you know.
Lord, Sparky,
this car. I was going like car blinking in the back, letting know you when you're doing it.
Uh-huh.
You know, and nowadays when you meet the woman right off the bat, they won't know what in it for them.
Yeah.
What in it for me? I got two children, and I got rent, and I ain't got no job, so what in it for me? I said, what you're supposed to be in it for you? That you want to make the love, eh? I said, but I thought the love was all two of us is making love. Only one of us could be making the love.
You get that right. She ain't got no
love. Let me ask you something. How come the woman has charged you to make love to her, but you don't charge her to make love to you?
Well, I smart. You,
how come we got to pay to make love, but they don't have to pay? They're getting love free.
Yes, boy. You get me on that
one. I don't understand it. We got to pay. I got to pay my mortgage, but then I got to pay your rent, too. I got to pay mortgage and rent.
For what?
I got to put gas in your car and my car.
And where your money is?
And she working?
And she giving you anything?
But she got two children. And where they daddy is? Huh?
So you better soon go to Wendy's and buy her something. You better buy something for those two children because you know what's going to happen to you, right? It's Sparky make me laugh, boy. Sparky's even the eyelashes. But you know, our females are so beautiful, and that's what surprises me about our females and their identity. They're not so feminine no more. We have some beautiful, beautiful Bahamian ladies, and then they put on so much like makeup and then, you know, extension hair. You know, and what surprises me with our females, right? If you look at them naturally, they're so beautiful. You know, you would have a brown skin girl who was minor skin, and then she still won't bleach. And then she would mess up her skin. Like, I don't know how brighter she want to get. Or you have a dark lady who have a dark, pretty complexion. And then she want to bleach her skin and it gives you skin cancer. You know, and then some people want to add hip implants. And Sparky talked about the eyelashes and stuff. You know, I'm not knocking on eyelashes and stuff. But Sparky made a valid point, you know. You have your eyelashes. Why wouldn't you cut off your eyelashes? Why you want to cut it off and then paint it back? Or if you have beautiful long hair, why you want to cut it short and then next week you want to grow it back and put weave in? You know, it's like what it is to be a woman, you know? What is to be feminine? You know, Sparky talk about, you know, walking to the chapel theater with your girlfriend. This is marriage material. You could have married back in days like that because you would have meet somebody in high school, junior high school, and you go together in senior high school, and you'll have a relationship of going to the show and having romance, and then you build up that connection, and then you want to marry. That's how you can marry, you know? But them kind of stuff ain't happening nowadays. We have one more call in line. Go ahead, caller. Call you there. You know, and Sparky makes some vital points, you know. Females, you guys are just beautiful. I just want you to know that you're beautiful. Some things, you know, and I listen to a lot of females. They don't want to have no children. They say they don't want no man pregnate them. But who's going to take care of you when you get older? What you mean you don't want to have no children? That's the thing I don't understand. Females now, they say they don't have no children. So when you get old, who's going to take care of you? You think your partner, your female partner is going to take care of you? Your next female partner, she's not going to be there. So who's going to be there for you if you don't have no children? A woman's purpose is to have children so that the child can live on. That's why we have children, so the children can take care of us. So when we get old, our children to get back because we take care of them when they're young. If they appreciative our children, because you could do all you want to do for your children, and some of them still would kick you in your head. You understand? Do the best for them, they still would kick you in your head. But it's our purpose as a parent. And you have children so that you treat them good, and as you get old and you can't move, your children, they have to help you. We're going to take this next call. Go ahead, caller.
Good G.
Hey.
What them thing they got blue on the side of their skull? Scorpica. You them things they got the glue on the side of their head, some woman them. Why just put them thing on the side of their skull? Them little wavy thing. Even the old guys, them. But that's a contagion of the brain or something, mate.
I guess it's something just
It's
a must-see identity.
No, identity crisis is exactly what it is.
That's right. They don't know who their value is.
Serious mental problem, you know?
Yeah.
Leeching and all that foolishness.
Yeah, and they're beautiful already.
You know that, boy?
I saw what...
I talking about crawl your flesh and thing, and they step and bond thing with this fake smile on their face, like they're friendly, that time they mean. Scoochie. Yeah. You know why they don't hold your hand no more?
Why?
They ain't no love. They don't love man.
No.
And I tell you, let me say something, yeah? The spirit of, I mean, like, some, I can't say, oh, but 90% or a good 95% of them have no love in their heart for man. I'm talking about real no
I
love.
I thought I was
the only love where they come from and what come out of them.
I thought I was the only person saying the same thing, but a lot of males and a lot of husbands and a lot of people are saying this right now as we're speaking right now.
I'm telling you, man, one of these men, and that there, they must be, I mean, it had to come now from the elder woman who was heading the home and bring the children up, but had no love for the mm-hmm. father, you know.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
where it come from. The boys got no love for the father, because the mother tell them,
yeah.
the poison thoughts, you die, and the girls, the thing, and then do the same thing to them. That's why we got this destructive kind of youth them right now. They don't have no respect for man.
And then all this
no
lost.
No respect.
And
just like what the girls around, they have no respect. They don't yeah. hold hand. Only like I'll call it, say, only when money in the hand, they hold that.
Yeah, you're right.
Vanity. Tinks. They being a tink, they will be you. But around you, they will show off. Show off with other people's tinks. Hmm?
Wow.
Take care of me. Don't worry about this. You could dare. They ain't giving me nothing. Cold. That's how cold it is. Huh?
You'd cat them to buy something to eat, and they still wouldn't even offer you something to eat or to buy. Would you buy them?
You exist. Would you get, let me say something, your money for them and theirs, not you. You ain't nobody. Huh?
Wow, that's crazy.
You ain't good enough for your own. Huh?
So let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Have you heard this? I heard a lot of females say they don't want to have no children with no man. You hear anything like that?
Yeah, a lot of that too. And the hurtful part is, look around good too. They always looking to replace the daddy. Oh, look, find any man, get a man in the child life and they can do all right. No. Find the original daddy who the child and think there's one.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? For society and the government and the church allow for this division, giving mm-hmm. women all the rights and empowerment.
Right.
To be just segregated from the men.
That's right.
So that's why they're pushing this gay agenda
yeah.
right now.
Yeah.
And all right? And nothing but the very majority, you know.
And you notice all the crimes happening now when these ladies violence against them is females?
Yeah, you know. But let me show you something. Who have all the power? Who had all the power in the home? The female.
Right now.
She took her power and was not merciful.
Yeah.
She acted like a tyrant.
Yeah.
All right? No one could touch her because she lead a daddy because... She didn't want the daddy to touch her, but she'll rip and destroy them children, their mind, their body, and their soul.
Mm.
Huh? And then want them to respect. And when they get older, look for respect. And you don't look for the respect if you ain't giving the respect. Respect is a two-way street.
It is a two-way street.
And that's what plenty of people got to understand. I'm the children and things looking at them like there's nobody and nothing. Mm. And then they grow up then, oh, yeah, nothing. Because guess what? Just like a dog, don't forget, the children do not forget. Mm.
They don't forget. Hello? Yes, sir.
I wrong?
No, you're wrong, sir.
All right. Well, so why society right now today know it, that, you know, these families were brought up under these women who initial intention was not to even be around a male. All right? Because guess what? The church allowed because the church full of women. Mm-hmm. I wrong or I right?
You're right, sir.
Pastor don't mind because he can pick and select because they make sure the daddies don't be around. So if any other man around the thing, what do I mean? Other man and other man, but not the daddy. Am I wrong?
Yep, so the child go pick up the mentality of
the mother.
Yeah.
And then when the child go to school, what the child meet? Another woman who do the same thing with the ma do.
Yeah.
And society expect that child when they grow up the certain age, and them little boys and they be like play. That's why they go the way they go in society.
Right now.
And we must change that.
Yes,
policing to change that.
No, police
that
can't change
it. The home, right?
That's why I said it. Police can't change from the beginning of the show. I showed them police can't change it.
No, police can't change that. You know, that's I think we're going a little in the wrong direction because all we're doing is empowering the same destructor. And again, then looking to give the same destructor, you know, a life free of violence.
Yeah.
When you want a life free of violence, you don't do violence to nobody. When you do things, people expect it to happen to you. Not, it doesn't make a difference to say, well, if you're male or female, be it a male or female, and you do things to people, something will happen to you.
Yeah, what goes
it only takes time.
What goes around comes around.
It comes back right back around. But then you want people to feel like, man, why did it happen to me? Think back.
Yep. When you did something wrong and you hurt somebody, it came right back to you next 10,
and not because
years.
Your parents abuse you and beat you and treat you like an animal. Me give you a right to do the same to your children and talk foolish. But, well, you know, to stay on the road, you see the child, the Bible say. But you need to get up as an adult.
Oh, they left it. Well, anyway, caller, you did an awesome job. I want to say to all the callers, you did an awesome job. I'm glad I heard from Sparky and crew. The callers did an awesome job. You completely out of time. And I just like to say this to the listening audience, you know, March, it's nothing to play with. Think about it before you go down and walk that aisle. Make sure you know this person who you're going to be married to. You understand? You have to consider, are they going to be good to you as well as how you're going to be good to them? You know, it's a two-way street, you know. And to the Royal Bahamas Police Force, like I said, you know, there are a lot of complaints coming in about civilians being abused by officers of the Royal Bahamas Police Force. The Minister of National Security and the Commissioner of Police have to analyze this, use the data and the reports coming in from the civilians concerning matters of abuse from officers of the Royal Bahamas Police Force to be looked into. To put a program in place at the police training center to teach them on how they need to interact, how they need to listen, and how they need to approach the citizens of the country. Because again, that little boy did nothing wrong to that police for him to be hit with that billy and for him to be arrested and for him to be verbal abused by someone who's supposed to be protecting and serving him. Okay? So I hope you enjoy the show on Guiding Radio. We'll see you next week on Guiding Radio 96.9 FM. I'm Valentin O'Brien. See you next week. La 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 la.